Many of us often wonder whether or not we should use our thin and light portable ultrabooks for gaming, especially when using integrated cards and or GPUs. In today's op-ed episode, we're going to be taking a look into just how powerful these cards can be. In today's podcast episode, Intel Iris Xe, good for gaming. Many of us are familiar with dedicated GPUs, including the NVIDIA and AMD discrete GPU with dedicated video memory. Until recently, integrated graphics have struggled against dedicated GPUs when it comes to running the latest gaming titles. But in the latter half of 2020, we got a big announcement. 11th Gen i5 and i7 processors were getting a big upgrade with their GPU counterparts. Introducing the Intel Iris Xe integrated GPU and the Intel Iris Xe Max dedicated GPU. And that's when things really began to change. But is it really that good? Now, I will note that today's episode is an opinion episode. I did specify that it was an op-ed episode. So, while there are some facts in this episode, some of it's going to be opinionated. And I just wanted to make that clear at the beginning of the episode, because some people will take this as fact the whole episode and not parse through it themselves to see what is and what isn't. So this is just a little disclaimer, my little disclaimer to you, that if you guys want to find out more, you do need to do your own research and find out more on your own as well, in addition to this episode, so that you guys are well informed. Without further ado, let's continue with the episode. With the release of the 11th Gen Core i5 and i7 model processors, we got a new GPU called the Intel Iris Xe or Iris Xe Graphics. The performance was okay for some games, but when new games dropped and hardware became a challenge, Intel had to, and still has to in some ways, continuously release GPU drivers for all Iris Xe chipsets to give a boost in performance. But the problem with the 11th Gen Core i5 and i7 models that the 12th Gen and 13th Gen processors don't necessarily have is that because the 11th Gen is the entry level and it does run coupled with 80 execution units for the i5 model, and even the Core i7 model with 96 execution units, it still does struggle in some ways because the hardware and CPU and GPU working together has its limits. Right now, I can play Grand Theft Auto 5 and Forza Horizon 4 and or 5 on low to medium settings and can average about 30 to 40 FPS, which for most people, if you're not a huge gaming enthusiast, you're just doing it on the side while you're at school, is in fact playable. But when I want to play Cyberpunk 2077 or more demanding titles like Destiny 2, it stutters so bad that I can barely get playable frame rates. On the article adaptation of this episode, which will release, I'm guessing, August 25th, there will be a chart when you read it that will compare the 11th Gen Core i7 model performance as compared to other GPUs. Now, the problem here is that Intel's marketing was a little bit over-exaggerated, in my opinion. With the release of 12th Gen and 11th and 13th Gen model i5 and i7 processors, gotta get that out, Intel Iris Xe got a major performance boost from 11th Gen, and especially with the 13th generation processors, we can now see that the frame rates for almost all games, or almost every single game, old and new, for the most part, is at least playable depending on your device. In some cases, it can get up to 40 plus frames on low settings, which is astounding for integrated graphics. I think that perhaps with the release of the Intel Arc dedicated GPUs, Intel probably figured out their mistakes and got most of them corrected in some way, shape, or form. But what about Iris Xe Max? Because we didn't even talk about that. Well, and Intel Arc, of course. Well, Intel, with the release of 11th Gen Core processors, dropped the Iris Xe Max. However, It struggled in comparison to the integrated graphics card Iris Xe, which is really stunning because the Iris Xe Max GPU had 2 GB of dedicated video memory and was supposed to be a dedicated solution. And the response was very terrible, and that's probably what led to the release of Intel Arc. Even today, Max still struggles against Intel Iris Xe, and Intel Arc GPUs are actually better than both in a lot of ways, and they even have a desktop version component. So the Intel Arc GPUs are structured a little bit differently, and they're more on par premium with NVIDIA and AMD compared to the integrated side of the chipsets, notably Iris Xe Max and Intel Iris Xe. So I'm just gonna put it into perspective for you. One of the things that is great about Iris Xe and Intel Arc is that especially you know, with some laptops, gaming laptops, you'll get the integrated card and you'll get the dedicated card side by side. Well, if you have the Intel Arc GPU in your laptop and you get the Iris Xe GPU side by side, Then say if your Arc is like power hungry and you want to disable it, one of the benefits that I noticed with that, and this is a very big benefit to this, is that you can always disable your dedicated graphics card and your integrated card will kick in. And this is something that's really beneficial to, that I just wanted to throw out there with these integrated cards, because they're not as power demanding, actually. You'd be surprised, and even Arc is not as power demanding, from what I've seen. You'd be surprised as to how much power the NVIDIA and AMD take up. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. So if you are into gaming, and you want to game on a thin and light laptop, then Intel Iris Xe or Intel Arc may be the GPU for you. So anyway, with all that aside, I do hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. A little bit of a bumpy road recently. This is my first episode recording back in about a week or so. So kind of had to break the ice a little bit. I hope you guys did enjoy the episode. Again, this episode is an opinion episode. It's not a news episode or a 100% fact-based episode, although there are some facts involved. So just a little disclaimer there again at the end. Just so I'm not liable if people start taking this for fact, because I know there are some people that will. I guarantee you there will be. So I just wanted to make sure that you guys are aware. If you guys have not already followed my Twitter and my Spotify, please do so, and I will catch you guys in the next episode.